State Representative Susan Wismer presented invoices to the committee showing that state tax dollars are owed for legal bills to defend a California lawsuit that was brought after the EB-5 program in South Dakota switched from public to private administration.
I have here invoices just for 2014, not 10 and 11 and 12 and 13, but just 2014. And there's over $250,000 of legal fees here just on the Darley case since the first of the year.
Democrats allege that state leaders, including Mike Rounds and Dennis Dugard, knew of problems in the EB-5 program and this ongoing lawsuit, but continued to defend Yop Boland. Boland worked for the Board of Regents while helping to oversee EB-5 funding. He's accused of signing a contract on his own behalf to privatize the state's management of EB-5 funds. Republican Representative Mark Mickelson is on the Government Operations and Audit Committee. He accuses Democrats of making this a political issue. Mickelson says GOAC deals with matters of state government laws and policy, not litigations or allegations of wrongdoing.
I understand this is good political fodder for some of your colleagues at this time of year. Okay, I don't find it to be particularly constructive. Okay.
Republicans accuse Democrats of diverting from the agenda to bring up issues outside of the committee purview. Committee Chair State Senator Larry Tiedemann says some of the issues raised can be brought up at a later meeting. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Charles Michael Ray in Rapid City.